أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا والذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما Sadaqallahul Azim. Just to refresh and to recap, the surah that we are discussing is Surah Al-Ahzab, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the confederates, the allied forces that came to Madinah Munawwara with the intention of destroying Islam. And then our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, via the mashura of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had a huge trench dug. In the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about various aspects of honor of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that not an iota of disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be tolerated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will not tolerate anyone that gives any form of taklif to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Besides this ayat, the ayats going forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the theme again of various aspects of reverence and honor of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses, and Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, udhkurullaha dhikran kathira, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Here the ulama have written that when we look throughout the shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always given us different commandments, whether it is the command of salat, of namaz, of zakat, of roza, or sawm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never attached this command of abundance. In a matter of fact, we will find many of the ibadat, take for example namaz, salat, there are times when salat has a preferable time, there are times when salat also has a makruh, a dislike time, and there is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has regarded it as impermissible. And like that we will find with fasting, with hajj also, a person cannot go make hajj at any time of the year, and Allah Ta'ala didn't say that we can make hajj in abundance, that throughout the year a person can go and perform hajj. So with regards to other ibadat, there are certain restrictions and limitations, but when it comes to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the dhikr should be in abundance. Obviously, the dhikr being in abundance is a reflection of the heart of a believer. When the heart is linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the heart, when there is a love and an affinity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is an attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that heart would throb for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what motivates a person to make the dhikr of Allah and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that keep your hearts moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the one aspect that from our hearts there is this link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will motivate it, and it is a two-way street. On the one hand, because of the love that we are supposed to have for Allah, we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And number two, the more we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the greater we have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that continues and that increases as we go on. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And then we find the second aspect of it is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that so long as there is one person taking the name of Allah, and one person is saying Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring this world to an end. So our very survival, as a matter of fact, is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, celebrate the purity of Allah. Speak about how pure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. One is to say subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all faults. And this bukratan wa asila, morning and evening. Morning and evening here will refer to all the time. In other words, all the time, speak about or celebrate the purity of Allah and make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this happens, that we begin to make the dhikr of Allah in abundance, we make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sends mercy upon you and His angels and the malaika. Now here the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down, that blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down by virtue of a person remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the malaika, they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless those souls, bless those individuals that abundantly remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. And why? لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may remove them from darknesses into light, from the darknesses of kufr, from the darknesses of shirk, from the darknesses of munafiq, of nifaq, from the darknesses of bad akhlaq, incorrect akhlaq, and from all the different darknesses of the different sins that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will slowly but surely remove us from those darknesses, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us to the light of iman, to the light of hidayat, to the light of the recognition of Allah, to the light of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One point that we should note here also is that the Quran Kareem, generally, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attaches these two words, dhulumat and nur, Allah brings dhulumat in the plural form. In other words, there are many, many different darknesses. As we said, the darknesses of kufr, the darknesses of shirk, the darknesses of nifaq, the darknesses of atheism, the darknesses of bad character, and all that darknesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove us, and nur, one light. That is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, the light of guidance, the light of iman, all that is one light, and that leads us to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa kana bil mu'minina rahima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind upon the believers. Allah shows His kindness in the first instance by the fact that Allah has given us hidayat. Allah has guided us towards tawheed, guided us towards iman, guided us towards the ibadat of Allah, and more especially in this case, Allah guides us towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tahiyyatuhum yawma yalqawnahu salam. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, Allah's grace upon these servants that remember Allah ta'ala in abundance. Allah says that their greetings on the day when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be salam. Now, which is the day that we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The ulama say that these are three occasions. The one occasion, like in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that number one, we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day we leave this world. And for that person who was a mu'min, that person who lives in the state of iman, then that person will be showered with the salam. Second is the day when we stand up on the day of qiyamah. And third is when we enter Jannah, like we did in the hadith in Surah Yasin, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after showering the people of Jannah with the innumerable favors of Jannah, they will see this glow of light from above, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tajalli and Allah's nur will be cast, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al Jannah. So these are the different times when the salam will be made. Wa a'adda lahum ajran kareema, and Allah says that for them He has prepared an honorable ajr and reward, an honorable ajr and reward, a reward of respect, and that is the reward of the hereafter. So brothers and friends, in this ayat, one very simple message, that we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Now to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is a remembrance with our tongues, one is a remembrance with our hearts, one is to keep our limbs away from sins, that is also a form of remembrance. Also we find very easy, is that at different times, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown us different duas, masnoon duas, before we eat, when we have finished eating, when we go to sleep, when we get up, all those du'as when we read, we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We embark on our vehicles, we come into the masjid, we leave the masjid at the time of wudu. All these are du'as and all these are remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq that every form of remembrance of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us and Allah ta'ala guides us towards it. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.